Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, Tom here. How are you doing today? It's day 5 of 30 days of Beyond the Grid. F1 drivers are the stars of the show. They win races, they spray the champagne, they take the glory, and they scream over the team radio as they cross the line. Sebastian Vettel in car number 5, winning his first race for Ferrari in 2015. He sounds pretty happy, right? Well, just as joyous was another Ferrari team member who also celebrated a first F1 race win that day, Ruth Buscombe. Ruth's a race strategist. She sits in front of loads of screens, studying data, working out how to give her drivers the best chance of winning. Do they need to drive flat out or can they back off? When do they need to pit to change tyres? Ruth's working all that out live under huge pressure with only seconds to make race-changing decisions. In that race, the 2015 Malaysian Grand Prix, she nailed it. Mercedes were the favourites, but Ruth's strategy allowed Ferrari and Vettel to beat them. She told me about that day, how she convinced fearsome team boss Maurizio Riva-Bene to follow her plan, and how it felt to win.
So this was kind of a transition of heads of strategy at Ferrari. So we'd lost one head of strategy, and then there was a new head of strategy that was arriving for race 3. So it was a kind of a transitional period where all the kind of B team were effectively left holding the strategy baby for a couple of races until the new head of strategy was going there. So there was a lot of hunger.
And Ruth, how long had you been in Formula One at this point?
So this was my 4th season in Formula One. I'd started at the 2012 season, but I was still factory based. So I was working in the factory, and there was just a brilliant group of engineers that were working in Maranello in the factory at that point. And it was a brief moment where actually there was a lot more responsibility that fell on people that had a lot of passion, were very smart and dedicated, and maybe necessarily didn't quite get that opportunity to shine. And I think that's what made that day very special, was that we were able to work together to come up with a strategy, even after some pretty intense quizzing by Ara Vibeni, who's still the scariest man I've ever had a conversation with.
I'm with you on that.
It's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, it's fine. And I remember turning around to the guys in the room and being like, don't worry, guys. There's never been like an early safety car in Malaysia, but we just need to pretend. We just need to be confident, okay? We've done the work. We know the numbers. There's not going to be a safety car anyway. We've got to hold face, guys. And then even Seb questioned it. He was like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, I am. Like, deep voice, I'm very sure. And we were sure with the numbers, but you know, it's still intimidating to be questioned. And then of course the safety car came out, and I was kind of immediately, my first thought was, oh God, like, no, I've like manifested this safety car into being by saying there's not going to be a safety car. We're really confident in our numbers. We definitely know what we need to do. Then we did it, and we stayed out, and we did a 2-stop, and we were right. And it was a 2-stop. And we, on that day, beat the mighty Mercedes, which was a huge feat. And we knew from that day it would not be a winless season, which in Maranello is a big, important thing. And I think that day when we came back, and they normally do a celebration lunch in Ferrari after a race win, was the first day I felt truly like I was in F1. despite having been in there for 4 years, because being a British woman in Ferrari, maybe you don't always feel 100% like you really belong there. And on that day, I truly felt like I belonged.
And what did the guys in the team say to you after the race?
Not sure you can say this in the podcast, but there's a lot of a lot of congratulatory terms.
No,
and it wasn't
great.
Just me. It was all of us. And yeah. I think that's what made it such a special day, was that it was kind of putting the numbers and then seeing them manifest in real life. And still my only race win. But I think that's what really, you know, you do all of these things and you spend all these nights working on numbers. But then when it comes into something real and you see it actually happen, it's really special.
A great day for Ruth and Sebastian Vettel. Race wins mean so much to the drivers and to the hundreds of people who make up each Formula One team. Ruth moved from Ferrari to Haas, and she's now at Alfa Romeo, calling the strategy for Valtteri Bottas and Zhou Guan Yu. If you have the time, be sure to check out the full interview to hear her story. There's a link in the show description. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow for day 6 of 30 days of Beyond the Grid.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for 8, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.